When you say get in on the action, when it comes to WGN, we are the racing home of the Midwest. Of course, the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500, a big part of that. I do that. I cover all of it. And one of the more exciting series that's out there is people really travel to go and enjoy racing is the ASA Stars National Tour. And the guy behind a lot of it is Marty Mello. He's the Director of Operations and Sales, and he is on with us. Marty, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Merry Christmas.
Now, Marty, you're out in, are you in California right now?
No, sir. I am in Wisconsin, just out of Hudson, Wisconsin area.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, good. Well, that's great. So we got a Bears game coming up later. So if you want to see it, you know, the El Bandido tequila tailgate will be happening. And it's likely to be the best part of the day for Bears fans. This will be the time where they can win and win the tailgate with the undefeated flavor. And, you know, even if the Bears aren't successful, but forget about football for that. And you guys, and we always talk about it, the racing world has the toughest schedule with all that travel and all that time. You got a little bit of time off here, but it never stops for you as you're promoting the tour. For the people not familiar, fill them in on ASA.
Yeah, thanks, Dane. Yeah, always little time off, it seems like, in race season nowadays. And I'm working for Bob Sargent under Dillon's Track Enterprises in the ASA brand. We have you know, they say Stars National Tour working heavy on. That's our national touring super late model series, ASA CRA JEG Super Series also, and the Midwest Tour Series. And we also have a strong partnership with Tim Bryant, the Southern Super Series. So we all work together. We're promoting. We're growing. We've added two additional races to our schedule, expanded to 12 races this year, eight different states. So we've added the East Coast race out there at Dominion Raceway. A new track there at Newport Speedway. It's called the Short Bristol, they call it. Chuck Ward's doing a great job down there. And then Todd Thielen gave us the opportunity to come and run at Slinger Speedway June 15th. So lots going on, expanding the 12 race schedule, and we're also working on our track TV program. So busy as ever.
Yeah, think about this and share it with the listeners, too. You've been in and around, you know, all the different disciplines of racing, and people who like fast like racing. But sometimes, you know, they get sort of in their track of, you know, their IndyCar fans or their NASCAR fans. I got to tell you, the super late model is the most, it really is the most entertaining form of racing. Love NHRA too, and the immediate gratification that you get there. But from whether it's the competition, whether it's the track size, being able to see things, just the quality of the racing that you see for super lates, it's really great, Marty.
It is. It is grassroots racing at its core. It's really become a platform. Our Stars National Tour, the stepping stone. The manufacturers at the upper three levels, Truck Xfinity Cup, are watching it. They're looking at drivers coming out of it. So it's getting some recognition the last few years there. It's just great short track racing, everything from a small quarter mile up to a half mile, spread across the grassroots platforms throughout the Midwest, the South, and the East. So it's very affordable. Our fan base is growing. We had over 175,000 people in attendance last year over a 10-race schedule, hoping to grow that. And then we're just looking at real good growth across our social media website platforms also.
Marty, talk about just the way that, I think this is more recent. You've always had, you know, racers that have done, whether it's dirt track racing or super lates or whatever, and then find themselves into some of the, you know, national series or NASCAR, some of that. But you're seeing now more for them to be able to go back and race some of things. You know, for Slinger, you know, at that track you just mentioned, you'll have three or four NASCAR drivers that'll come in and race that race just because of, number one, how fun it is, and of course what it means on the respect level. But talk about that. Is that, you know, for some of these races, it's super late. You're going to get some name drivers showing up.
Yeah, you are. Of course, you're going to have the upper level drivers are coming back to their ground basis, and they love doing it. And you know, talking to William Byron and some of the others, they really like to hone their skills. They feel like, kind of like Kyle Busch used to do, the more they're racing, the better. These cars are super light, super fast, very agile. So it is some of the best racing on asphalt and grassroots right now going. So you'll see several of those drivers, Chandler Smith, William Byron, and others drop down and race where they can in their busy schedule. And, of course, we have Ty Majeski. He was our inaugural season champion in the Stars National Tour, winning the truck championship this year. He races as much as he can, hopefully full-time this year. Derek Thorne, Steven Nazzi, Bubba Pollard, Casey Roderick, the 2024 champion, Kyle Steckley out of Canada, Cole Butcher. I mean, the list goes on and on. We're going to see Caden Honeycutt with us, up-and-coming truck star that just won the Snowball Derby run with us this year. So we're real excited about all those names.
I've mentioned that racing fans travel. You know, if you go to a race, or even here in Chicago for the street race, people come from all over the country, and then some of those marquee races, certainly, you know, the 500 and a lot of the places, people that love racing will drive, and that's kind of part of the culture, too, is getting out there, commiserating, traveling, and going to see great racing at tracks. One of the things you mentioned, and I love the people at MAV TV. I've had Danny Sullivan on talking about Racers Roundtable. This is a relatively new network, but it gives people an opportunity to see some of these great races from your home, right? And it's getting better and better on the streaming side and the quality of the broadcast. Talk about it. You guys are excited to extend that partnership.
Yeah, we are. Of course, we like the fans in person and camping and having that whole fan experience. But if you can't make it out for different reasons, we have our Track TV platform, which we own. We have over 100 broadcast events, dirt and asphalt, this year across that. They will re-air on Racing America, or dual air on Racing America and some Flow Racing also. But then our MAV TV partner, they really come on board, and they will delayed broadcast the following Mondays during a primetime slot for us at MAVTV.com. So we're really getting that exposure also for our partners that we have and are bringing on.
So, Marty, as people are kind of deciding what they're going to do and how they're going to shape what it is and how they enjoy sports, specifically racing for 2025, give information where the website people can get sort of lined up, see some of those dates on the schedule, get involved, get out there, see it. Where's either website, social media?
Yeah, starsnationaltour.com is our main website. You can follow us on our socials, on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok. So those are all good platforms to check out our schedule and social media pages. And we're hoping for some big announcements coming shortly. One of those, everyone's anticipation for, is El Bandido Yankee Tequila. We're in collaboration with Eric and his team on how to promote his brand. They've built over 4 or 5 years in this racing series. So I feel really good about it. I think we'll have some announcements in the next few weeks. We're just trying to make sure we put everything together right there. So hopefully we'll be announcing something big in the next few weeks where we all break out the Bandido.
If you could add the undefeated flavor of El Bandido to what it is that you're doing, you know that you're going to make for an incredible race day experience for all those fans, not only on the track, but also off. So thanks, Marty. Appreciate all you're doing. Merry Christmas. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your holiday week and weekend. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. And you guys have a safe and happy New Year's.